the word Shalom and it is not considered a Shalom. So in other words, Paul Maka says that the Yisakim Shiyu Shiyu Bishimisha Kodesh Baruch Hu. In other words, and this is how this minhag developed. In other words, we say Shalom, we say Shalom. So everybody says Shalom. In Israel, everybody says Shalom, even the atheists. Those who think that they are atheists, so also say Shalom. But the origin of that term Shalom really means HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yehi Imcha. Not just peace be with you. Because there are other words that could be used. Yivucha, the other words. So why was this word Shalom adapted throughout the ages? I mean, Shalom is the word of greeting that has been used throughout the ages. And from the other end of Makkah, it appears that there was a certain question about whether it's proper to say Shalom. Why? Because Shalom is Shmei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Shalom is Shmei HaKadosh Baruch Hu because the Jews were originally adopted that word as a term of greeting. Did not mean just peace be with you, but they meant HaKadosh Baruch Hu be with you. So that's why it has Bishas Hashem. But when someone names a child Shalom, say the name. So it has no greeting. So it has no greeting. So my father says that our children were not right. Now, and from the Rashbam, we have to say like that, as my father said. But, and it seems so mistaken. Matter of fact, there are some, I don't know whether today there are such yeshiva bacharim that I don't know, I haven't met one yet. But many years ago, there were a number of yeshiva bacharim. So as a matter of fact, one grocery store owner in East New York, Brooklyn, in those days, East New York was a heavily populated Jewish section, and you had many grocery stores in Shabbos. In those days, I mean, a grocery store in Shabbos was more than Shema Shabbos. It was a tzaddik. It wasn't something. Today, one can be a Shema Shabbos and be far from being a tzaddik. But in those days, a grocery store, one of the grocery stores of Shema Shabbos, it meant he was a Shema Mitzvah, not just a Shema Shabbos. And he was a Baruchim too. So he told me, he complained against some Talmidim of mine. So against, especially against one. Now I'm not going to mention the name. At this time it is probably well known to everybody. But so that grocery store owner complained against one Talmid of mine, humbly. So he said, he once came in and he said, can you give me 5 bottles of ginger cake? I don't have ginger cake. What do you mean you don't have ginger cake? I see on the shelf so many bottles of ginger cake. Why can't you see me? You don't know what you have in your store. I have ginger cake. So the way they went over to the shelf and one bottle and they went, and the shelf didn't see here how many bottles of ginger cake you had. And they said, that's not ginger cake. That's ginger ale. Okay. So, I asked the boy, why did he say ginger cake? He said, how can I say ginger ale? So I didn't hear this in my mouth. So you're laughing. Why are you laughing? Because the ale in ginger ale does not have reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It just happens. It's the same sound. So why should the good hay in Rio, which is the name, be different? I mean, it seems to be such a double budget. Such a double budget. I mean, according to the Rajbam, we have to say like that. Now, so, but from the beginning, and on the surface it appears that the immediately agrees with each other. That could be found out. How you cure? The case cure, it cure, umar hachto. I'm saying the cure because here it's spelled out like two words. Kulam shem is chalutim. Umifticho eivan kedesh. Kala Hashem lebat. Vitevo shem lefono eivan shum gdushi. Apiru recovery mitzvah Hashem. thing, we are not dealing in Vishnu and Vishnu. There is, in other words, there is no practical activity of the hour. In Shia Piyo, the three Bahas, a Koma Yitpa, we share in the form of Izuk. In the very Shwes, there is a Machlikas Tanoi. You have the prefix and you have the suffix. Now, sometimes, you have the prefix to Hashem, Rav Hashem, Lokei, so the Ramen of Lokei, of Rav Hashem, is a prefix. Or you can have it in something and with Yahoo. So the hope, you know, Yahoo is a subject. Is a subject. So all Tanoim agree that the subject of Hashem has the precious Hashem. Is a name. Why? Because it follows after the letters of Hashem. So mainly the letters that precede the subject of Hashem are Mikabel Hashem. Then the Machlokes in connection with the prefix of Hashem, like Rokel, Rav Hashem. So there is one man who says that just as the suffix of the Hashem is endowed with Bishat Hashem, so the prefix of the Hashem is also endowed with Bishat Hashem. And there is another man who says no, that the suffix of Hashem has Bishat Hashem, because the ideas that preceded Amikav Hashem, but the prefix of the Hashem, the Amid of Rav Hashem, Rokel does not have Bishat Hashem. And we pass through, like the Mandoma, that only the suffix of Hashem is in Nimcha. But the prefix of Hashem is Nimcha. So it really says that there is no practical meaning. Whether the Didyo is one word or it's two words, so there is no practical meaning. Why? Because we pass through that if it is Vahas, even if we say that the Didyo, Ketsio, Haulio, is one word, so the prefix, so in other words, the Haulio, is Nimchat anyway. Because what could the Haulio be considered as what? As a prefix, as a share, as a word, or words that are lit from the funnel, as a prefix. So we pass to Kohanit Pauli share in the funnel of Nimchat, that the prefix of the share is Nimchat. So maybe there is no Nakimine, whether there is no Nakimine within it insofar as Mechike is concerned. Whether we say that Yidyo, Ketsio, Haulio is one word or these are two. On question of language, there is a big Nakimine. You see, the Pashtes Roshni had more than this. The Pashtes Roshni had more than this. Yidyo, Nechlat, Mishnai, Lefichok, Yidit Chayim, Kyokeish. So that means the Vicho Kyokadesh, because it's the word. So one word is Kyo, not the Vicho. The implication being that E is one word, so then the Yud Hei is not Kadesh. Then the Yud Hei is not Kadesh. But the Miri says, no, not the Miri. So it appears from the Miri that even if we say that if the Yod is one word, or how Yod is one word, so the Yod is also the Mechike. So first of all, we can see that the Mir is Chilkan Rashbam. Because the Mir says that in regard to all the words, in regard, he said that in explicitly, in regard to how Yod too. And according to Rashbam, if we say that how Yod is one word, so the Yod is not a shame. Yod is a billion like Tachtio. So certainly it couldn't be some chike. I mean, you can't talk about the melech, you can do the hay or tachtiyo. That's a big deal. So, and the Miri says in some words, the Yud Hei is also the chike. Not only if we say how Yo is one word, even if we say how Yo is two words. So the Yud Hei is still also the chike. So it's really kind of Rashbam. Oh, my Rashbam is a big chike. I have mentioned it's a big chike. I mean, that if the how Yo is one word, so the Yud Hei doesn't have what the sacred is wrong. But there is a big accusation in the Mir, and that is contrary to the Shita of the Rashbam. That according to the Miri, so even if we say that Haulio and Ketsio and Yididyo is one word, but the Mir is also a Mir. So what's in Akimine? Whether Yididyo, Ketsio, Haulio is one word or two words? So the Mir says, according to Mandoma, C'est un mitzvah ou bon ordre, et c'est aussi un friqué. C'est un prétexte de Hachem, et c'est aussi un friqué. Tel que vous êtes dans la vie. What's that? If we say that how long is two words, so the youth hearing is also a mechit, because that's pure. But how long is good a mechit? But if we say it's one word how long, so that the matter of the youth hearing is also a mechit, even the how long, which is a prefix of the youth hearing. So it's also a mechit. But since we passed in that the prefix of Hashem is good a mechit, so it is not a mechit. So, agavuche, the meaning implies that not only is the Yud Hei of the Chike, if you give your is two words, but even if it's one word, it's also Chike. Now, does it mean that the Miri will have to agree with the Chobas that the Yo is, that the Yud Hei of the Yo is also Chike? I mean, that's, it's so unreasonable. I mean, it's strange that Rachava wrote that, because the Gemara says with it that if somebody intended to write Yehuda, Yud Hei, Vav, Dalet Hei, and he forgot to put in the Dalet. So in the way, he turned out to have the Eishiyas and the Shemam Beirash. So he wrote the Eishiyas and the Shemam Beirash. So there's no Dush. Why? Because the Eishiyas of the Shem, even with the Shemam Beirash, cannot become Kodesh by themselves. Because they are entitled to the Shem, if they were written as the Shem. In other words, if the one who wrote the Eishiyas of the Shem intended to write the Eishiyas of the Shem, he had reference back on his book. Now what is true of Siva is true. So here too, if someone writes the name in New York, Charlotte. But he doesn't have reference back on his book. He has reference to a certain person whose name is New York. So how could it be more humble than the case of someone who intended to write Yehuda and by mistake he forgot to put in a Dalet, the Mele, the Eishiyas of Shemam Peiresh, was done out. So it doesn't have a Kedushin. I mean, it's so unreasonable. It's unreasonable. But doesn't it seem that the Miri does say something like that? So we have to say that even the Miri, because it's very unreasonable to say that Sholem, which is written as the name of a certain person, so or the Yo as a certain person is not Nimcha. How could it have been Hashem? But the Miri says it only in respect to the name Yedidyo that is mentioned in Kisra Kedesh. So Yosef Hanovi came to David and said, you have a son, and his name will be Yedidyo. So in other words, so he was called Yedidyo in order to emphasize that Shlomo, the son of David, will be a friend of Akadosh Baruch Hu. So according to the Rashbam, so even that Yedidyo, if it's Rakedesh, it's Nimcha. It's not Nimcha because it's Rakedesh, but it's Nimcha as Hashem, I mean, don't involve the Isha of Yechik Hashem, according to the Rashbam. But according to the meaning, so even if we say it's one word, but it still has the meaning. It's not just the name. It was the name of Shlomo, one of the names of Shlomo. But that name has meaning. Because he was, Bosna Anodi said that his name shall be Yedidyo, in order to emphasize and express this concept that the son of David will be a friend of Akadosh Baruch Hu. So the Mele is at the meaning, of the deed has meaning, according to the Mele. But all those who are called Yedidyo today, so it's not that they want to emphasize Yedidyo Akadosh Baruch Hu. The naming of an ancestor, I mean, why would the ancestor call Yedidyo? He was named after his ancestor, and his ancestor after his ancestor. It could be that the origin, thousands of years ago, so it was the name of Shlomo. So there were many Jews who named their children maybe many years ago in ancient times after Shlomo, who was Yedidyo. But that's only the background. But it's not, it doesn't mean when someone is named Yedidyo, it's a name. It's a name. There are many names that have no meaning in their relation. alle note, vedi, ma quel che a poschi non è, ma a poschi non è allora, I mean, many etymologies, whether every name has in its derivation a certain meaning, or it doesn't have a meaning altogether, but certainly, even etymologically, so every name has in its original derivation a meaning, but presently it has no meaning. It is always no meaning. Shalom has no meaning. It's a name. So the Jew would agree that it's mincha. That it's mincha. The meaning is only chelik and the Rashbam in connection with his big yom kislah chelish. So there the meaning holds that it has a name. And they call it the Rashbam. So even the big yom kislah chelish is to be considered like a name without any meaning. So no, it's mincha. It's mincha. From the point of view of Islam, the Chidash Hashem is mincha. But it can, just like that, it can be meichet, because it's a word in Yisrael Kedesh. Then, how do you know we have ma? Rav said, case you have yo, achate. Now, for example, in Yerushalayim, there is a section, we have yo. Does that mean that you can't write out on a piece of paper and have your section? I mean, there are some, I saw. I mean, when they write the section of the Chavio and she, in Yerushalayim, they write, Reish, Ches, Veis, Yud, the past. I suppose that it's all, it eliminates from that you don't catch up. Alright, so, in both, how will you all have mine? So, Rav says, the case on the Chavio, Achate, Chavot, Haru, is it one word or two words? First, the Marav, Chazire, Tire, Tire, Chavire, of Rav, the Tire, of Rav, the Chzibu, Haru, the Chavise, the Yudke, the Chavise. Well, so we see, that according to Rav, so how we know is two words. When we go to Rabbi Shabari, Yom HaMashiach, my Halul Yom, Halul Yom, so that was the motto for the Rashbam. In other words, that it doesn't even have reference. It doesn't even have reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It wouldn't have completed the day of the day. So in other words, so the Mashiach Yom says in one way that Halul Yom doesn't have reference to the Yud Hei, doesn't even have reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vishen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it means, how do we move in with Mahalbei, so there is another mind about Vishen HaLevi, where he affected that the Yud Hei has reference to Vishen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who pleaded the Arimei, the other Vishen HaLevi, Nassau Namore, Yishol Shvach, Yem Masim Atiri, Tzuah, Bimim, Yemak, Bimim, Bishiyah, Bahashet, Bishiyah, 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 the Kohen Haru Yom, Shekeinu, Shein Visheva Abibasa. Shein Visheva Abibasa. Now, so, is there a higher from the Gemara to the Shkip Hashbam? For the Miri, is explicitly Chayim Kander Hashbam? You see, is explicitly Chayim Kander Hashbam? The answer is, you see, the Hashbam assumes that anyone who says that, let's say, the Adama in the Bible of Shira Lady, that how we know is Kiru Shein B'Sheva B'Sachas, so we must necessarily hold that it is, that it's two words. Because if we assume it's one word, then it's a being. Then it doesn't make reference. But if it holds, all right. So one minor member of the Shulman Levi held that it's one word and that it's a being. He doesn't have reference, that could be Shulman Levi. But you can gather my memory by the Shulman Levi. That word, the two members of the Shema Levi, who says that it does have reference to the Shema Kodesh Baruch Hu, you can also agree that it's one word. But even though it's one word, it still has reference to it. Now we are reaching the very basic sugya of how. Amar Abidah Mashmur, Shir Shabbat Eiro, Menschen in Israel am Ruhr. Die Schau, Schau, und Naja. Jetzt ist los. Die Haare sehen hier im Reich. Who said Haare? Who is the first one who said Haare? Die Wiener, die Schäden, die Kloren in Israel, die Jäger immer sehen, auch Kopere, Kopere, auch Kopere, 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 והקונצור של דבריה, מי שתמעה לנבקה, כלומר, שאם חס ושאול, טוב ייצור העלילן ודיבוש ממנו, אין לי נעשה יאוגולוסו, כי זה אין חנך. סורי, זאת אומרת, של הכל טובה שלי, ובנסה, והקונצור, שאולי דבריה, it's a humanistic expression, that it means, חס ושאול, דאפת. So it means that when Saul overtakes all his soul, and then they have a deal, so that the Huye to say how. So he mentions Kigir Hanukkah. So Hanukkah, the Chiyuv of Haller in Hanukkah emanates from this Takone of the Nevi'im. From this Takone of the Nevi'im. In other words, so you see that according to Rashi, it's not that the Chiyuv of Haller and Hanukkah in the Takone of Nevi'im. When the last Hanukkah occurred, so then there were no Levites in Israel. That was in the time of the Hashanoi. There were no Levites. So we see that it's not that the Takone of Saint Haller was in the Levites from the Torah, that was in the Haller. So then, the time of Vaishani, in the time of the Hashanoi, so it's all over to call Israel and they were Levites. So this Chiyu took effect. Not that this chiyuv was the next event. So the chiyuv was incumbent before. But the chiyuv applies to certain situations. So during the Hashanoi, that situation took place. From the way, the chiyuv that had been incumbent long before, so had application. But it was not that during the Hashanoi, the Chachomim were mistaken in special takone, that they should say the higher Hashanoi. Well, from the Rambam we see that, because the Rambam shittim is, that the Nevi'im Shebnei Tiknu Lehem does not represent the takone of Chachomim. It does not represent it. But it's in the eyes. It's in the eyes. So, and the Rambam says, where is the real the ice? Where is the real the ice? They say, how else? I'm young then. I'm young then. Let's say, I'm Sukkot, I'm Shavuot, and according to Rambam, all days of Pesach, not just the first days of Pesach. Even though the other days of Pesach, you say, how else do you? You don't want to do the how else? But it's unlikely, according to Rambam, so the half hour of Pesach, is fundamental. Distinguishable from the head power of Kishchaydish. The head power of Kishchaydish, so it's only it. But the head power of Pesach is just as obligatory as the whole hour of Sukkot. Only thing is, on Sukkot, every day, there's different carbon. So maybe you say the whole hour and Pesach, so it's the same carbon. So there's no Chiyush in the carbon. So because of that, you say head power. But it's the same Chiyush. And according to Rambam, so how am I learning this? How am I learning this? Is it right? Either it's Allah or Mishin Sinai says, or it is implicit in the Tertakosu, who gave him Hashem, who made him, who brought him Hashem, who cut him Hashem, כשאמריכם בואו לכם לזכור את מרקיכם אני אשם לכם. So אם יהיה לי שמחה אתכם, so he says, השקעתם מחצי צריץ, תגמוד את זה, תגיד כעשיר הביטה, so that means that I know it. It is obligatory, how long is obligatory, I said, מצעצים. So it's a different type of simche, than the simche, ושמחתי בחצי אחור, ושמחה ופוסר, ושמחה ויאלי, but it's also, מצעצים. So it's with the right God and Hanukkah is with the heart. Now, in the Ramban says in the Sefer HaMitzvot, we'll soon see the Ramban. In the Ramban says in the Sefer HaMitzvot, the Ramban says in the Sefer HaMitzvot, that it's with the right say. And this the right say is implicit in that memory of the Jewish and the Canadian people of Israel. So the Ramban says, so why do you say the people of Israel is the right say? So he says, according to Mandama, because there is a Machloket. How is the Yomre? So one Mandama says, Moshe is so long, we shall go to Allah. And another says, the Dovidon. So maybe according to Mandama, that Moshe is so long, so there is no difficulty, so it could be the right thing. And even so, and still, the mother uses, we do Moshe is willing to kill, because Moshe is so long, but it's the right. According to, how about another Mandama? Who says, Dovidon, how can it be the right thing? So he says, just as the Rambam says in connection with Tfilin, that Mitzvah Tfilin is in the Haise, but the Mitzvah Tfilin is not in the Haise. It's not in the Haise. So the words in the Haise were born, has to be misspelled in his own language. So then, the Anshita said, they know what is that a special Mitzvah. So according to Mandona, so the Rambam says, very strange, he says that, according to Mandona, that how is that? So Moshe did his soil on way. So then, not only that's a million of Halei of Shvach, is very sacrilege for you, and Yom Kippur is in the right way. But even the Mitzvah of Halei is in the right way. And he will not be the kind of Mitzvah. The right way, by giving Shvach, is only his own language he'll compose. A special, his own son of Shvach, is God. So he will not be the kind of Mitzvah, the right way. According to Mandona, the Dovid on way, but it's still, he'll also be made there. That is the Chiyuv the Raise. But according to that Mandona, the Chiyuv the Raise is like the Chiyuv the Raise of Tfilin according to the Rambam. He's all language he has to say, and Yom Kippur Shvach Ridoi. He can compose his own Shvach Ridoi. But David was mistaken in that mistake. But according to Mandona, the nation is all of us, and even the new Tzachit with the Raise. Even the new Tzachit with the Raise. Now, and he says, and the Rambam spells out, that it's in the right zone, we are known. And Sukkah, Shmuel, Spacer, but on Hanukkah, it's only in the Rabbah. Now, and Ramban also says, that the Yavim Shabbat and Tikkun of Israel does not represent the new Mitzvah of Rabbah. It is expressed that the Mitzvah that I sell out. And he says, that Hanukkah is not in the right zone. So we have to say, it follows from the Ramban, that the Ramban is Chilkan Rashi. Because Rashi interferes. That when the Gemara says Nevi'im Shebitnei'im Tiknu Yisroel Al-Kot Sora Mitzvah Oto Tola Lishni Goli. So it has reference to Hanukkah. So that means that the Chiyuv of reciting Halel and Hanukkah found application in the Yachas Minoim. But the Chiyuv did not originate in the Yachas Minoim. It originated long before. Either with Haise or with Rabbon or long before. That depends. I mean, what the Rashi Shiti is, whether Rashi Shiti means that the Chiyuv of Halel as such is the Hanukkah Chiyuv or is the Rabbon Chiyuv. So it could be that Rashi Shiti is, oh, it's all together is the Rabbon Chiyuv. And as the Midrash Esther points out, even the Ramban says that he according to Mandona, that Halel Mishri is Hoyle Amrei, so not only there is a million of Halel Shvach, Ridoi, and Nom, that is the Haise, but even the Midrash of Halel. Of how pure and the face is royal and the Lomo, that's also part and parcel of the Chiyuv of Haise. Why? Because Moshe is Lomo. Moshe is Lomo. Moshe Rabbeinu is becoming there. So then the Professor says, even if Moshe is Lomo, but we have the comment that Moshe Rabbeinu next day, like Chiyuv of Torah, and that is also the Rabbah. So the Rabbah himself will tell that there is a difference who has been mistaken of the comment. What the sacking of the Takone was Rabbi Rabashe or the sacking of the Takone was Misha Abin himself. That as long as it was not in the Haise, so it did Aram. So the Nasetta says, in the Kepunye Shikita Ramba, the Shikita Ramba means that the whole Hawa is such as in the Aram, not in the Haise. But Misha is a long way, so what? So Misha Abin is mistaken, so it's like Shikita Ramba, it's not in the Aram. So I don't know what Rashi Shikita is, but one thing is sure, that according to Rashi, the Chiyuv of Sayyid Hawa and Hanukkah found application in the time of the Hashanah. But the Chiyuv originated long before the time of the Hashanah. Either it's the Haise, if he agrees with the Shita of the Ramban, that Hawa is such as the Haise, Oh, der Rabbon ist nicht also ein Prinz in der Schicke. Oh, der Rabbon. But der Rabbon. Certainly will be healed in Anrashi. And according to Rabbon, so when he's more affected, I'll call some of his own, shall he tell me a way, or shall he call him a little bit, and I'll go also. I'll go also, so according to Rashi, it is reference to a hammer, to the power of Hanukkah. And according to the Ramban, it does not have reference to the Hala of Hanukkah. Because this demon is expressed according to the Ramban. The whole demon, compared to the Pirate and so on, it's all, is expressed for the Chi of Hala that is in the Eis of the Hala. And the Ramban in the Hala of Hanukkah is not in the Eis, only the Ramban, even the first Hanukkah, not only Hanukkah today, which is only an anniversary of the next, that overtook the cloud of Israel. But even the first Hanukkah, he's only the Rabban, a conqueror man. Now, from the motion of the Shilteh, it's mashma that the first, the Shilteh Shikin is the power in the right. And he says, and when it comes to it, the Shilteh emphasizes, you see, the Ramban says the power is in the right. The Ramban says the power is in the right, but he elaborates now. The fear of Hallel the Gemara mentions in respect to two occasions. One occasion is Perek Uperek. What does Perek Uperek mean? Every Yontek, every Shavuot, every Sukkot, every Pesach. That's Perek Uperek. And then the other occasion that the Gemara mentions here is Kotzor Vitzor Asher Tov Aleyen Ukshinu Go. So the Ramban elaborates on Kotzor Vitzor. And Kotzor Vitzor, he just mentions it as he passes by. At a bullhead, but he doesn't elaborate. And I'll call Perry Garrett, he elaborates. And he says, where is the book of the Hadith? So he says, either one was in Tawakh al-Mishri Sinai. Now if Tawakh al-Mishri Sinai, so it's in Tawakh al-Mishri Sinai, applies to the occasion of Perry Garrett, and it applies to the occasion of Torah before. So we don't have people, should we go? But then he says, no, that is implicit in the passage. Of Yisim Chasre, Yisim Chasre Mitzimche. Now the topic of Yisim Chasre and the Yisim Chasimche can only have reference to the parish. Yes, but it cannot have reference to the Torah. Shetavu Asiru Shemigol. Shemigol. So where is the Mokia? Where is the Mokia for our Kotor Mitzor? So we put this question from the Ramban that why in respect to parish to parish he has to reshape. Either Hallel is with Raise, Mitzad Allah HaMish Mishinah, or Mitzad the Prosit of Yisim Chasrem, but the connection with the occasion of Kotzor Vitzor of Torah Tzibur Shmi Goyim, so that I'm going to say it, then it's certainly only Mitzad Allah HaMish Mishinah. That's how it was. The Shilteh, on the contrary, the Shilteh doesn't say anything in connection with the occasion of Tzad Kotzor. But the Shilteh is the Shilteh Chavot. In Shilteh Chavot, he elaborates on the occasion of Torah Mitzvah. Torah Mitzvah. So, from the notion of the Shulchan, the Shulchan Chavot, so it's Mashmah, and the Spirit, which spells it out like that, and it's Mashmah like that. It's Mashmah like that from the notion of the Shulchan. Even though I'm a Koran, so that doesn't approve of what the Shulchan says, but from the washing of the Shilteh, it's managed before Hashem with this thing. That when is it according to the Shilteh to the Haise? When is it, that when is it with the Haise, let's say a Hanukkah only the first Hanukkah, when the Yeshua overtook the cloud of soil. So then it was with the Haise. But the other Hanukkah, let's say like today, that was the way to Nakonis, that's not with the Haise. That's not with the Haise. But it appears from the Shilteh, in Shilteh Chavot, it's Mashma that the first Hanukkah, so it was with the right. It was with the right. But the Ramban Shilteh is that even the first Hanukkah it wasn't with the right. Even though it is with the right in connection with every occasion of Kotzor Vitzor Shem Tov Aleihem, so the Shilgon is even with the right. So then, obviously, according to the Ramban, Hanukkah, even the first Hanukkah, does not come within the category of Tzor Vitzor Shem Tov Aleihem, Uch Shem Goyim, the Mishnah Gros. Does not come. according to Shittas Yes, and according to Rashi also Yes. Because Rashi and Rashba, they both mention as an example of controlling soul. Shem Tavale, Moshe Nikoli, Chanukah. So that means the Chiyuv of Hal al Chanukah, the Chiyuv of Hal al Chanukah is not the Zakon of Yerushalayim. But it's Mistabeh, that even according to now, we don't know what the Shittah of the Rashbam is, and the Shittah of Rashi is, whether our control of the soul, the Hal al control of the soul, We don't know, because there is a machlokes between the Ramban and the Rambam. So according to the Rambam, higher search is only the Rambam. According to the Rambam, higher search is only the Rambam. My watch sometimes stops. For 2 hours, the Fahima is still on the ocean. You know, that it's still your own clock. But then it might be a lion. So there is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban as to whether how much watch is the Chiyuv of Ha'aretz or Chiyuv of Ha'aretz. So I don't know what Rashi should use, what Rashbam should use. But Rashi and Rashbam, they both say, So Hanukkah comes within this category of control itself. According to Ramban, it does not come within this category. Now it doesn't make any difference whether it's nice or whether this demon is expressive of a Chiyuv that I say or a Chiyuv that I don't know. But this demon is expressive of Takonas Nidin. Takonas Nidin is shame. And according to the Rambam, so this mission is high on this. But it's certainly expressive of Takonas Nidin is shame. The shame manage. The shame is shame. So according to Rashbam and Rashi, so the Chiyuv of Hallel and Hanukkah emanates from this Takonas Nidin Vishen, whether it's Raisa or Rabbanon. According to the Ramban, the Chiyuv of Hallel and Hanukkah, even the first Hanukkah, does not emanate from this Takonas Nidin Vishen, but it originated in the time of Hashanah. Now, I think that what the Mitzvah says in the Shulte Chavor, that when the Shulte says that when Zorek, or Chassi Sholem, or they describe Zorek, and then they are redeemed, so the Amorim to say, how are you that I say, how was Hashem in the mention, what, how was Hashem called on you, so don't get reference to the first Hanukkah, not the other Hanukkah, so the Chiyuv of our other Hanukkah, that was in the Rabbanon, and when was that Hakonim acted? In the time of the Hashanah, so the Hakonim won't be talking. When the Hashanah occurred, then the one is talking. That the same thing is true of the Rashbam Shittah. Because the Rashbam says, Shimchat Rishon Vitzor Alev, Vivoshan Meno, Ibn Rishon Al-Gurloto Fidel Chanuk. Al-Gurloto. So it's Mashma, at that time when the Gurloto took place. Not all the other years. And the Mitzvah says that there is no Shittas of Hashem that says that Hanukkah today is so your Hallel is in Rashi. There is no Shittas of Hashem. Of course, Chassam Sefer is saying that. According to Chassam Sefer, there is a Shittas that is Hanukkah today is in Rashi. But it's not Mashma like Chassam Sefer. From the Rosh of the Shittas, it's Mashma like Mitzvah. Alright. So the Mele, when Tzai thinks that when Rashi and Rashbam say, Kibbeh Hanukkah, we mean the first Hanukkah. But that emanated from the Takonas Nidin. Whether it's the Reis or the Rabbanon, it was emanated from the Takonas Nidin. But the Hanukkah today, that is the Kalidu Cheres. That the Chachamim enacted after the Reis of Hanukkah, in the time of the Sheh, of Al Sheh, after the Zmanami. Alright, now, the question is, according to the Ramban, that Ramban says that Hallel is the right. And he says that even that according to one number or another number, who says, mentioning this whole long way, so it's with the right say, Zou je die de muur zetten? Nogal wat wordt er niet van bouwen, die zegt niet uit. Want ik hoorde dat man dan ook niet, die is van Lombo, zou je die de exact muur zetten in de rij? Dat is iets met de rij zo aan redden, aan lopen. Want dan gaan we naar, en iets maakt van de Rambaan, dat die man de vuist gaan een keer worden in de rij. Dat is de rij. Dat! Die gemorre kreeg die wieltje beneden dikko en die wieltje beneden dikko is wat met zo'n geheimse kon gaan maken. En die gemorre mensen zei, not only in connection with the occasion of clerical parents, but also in connection with the occasion of Tzolvi Tzolvi Tzolvi. So, we got Tzolvi Tzolvi. So the first Chanukah of Chol HaMoed should be set higher than the first Chanukah of Chol HaMoed. Should be obligatory in the Chanukah. So why does the Rambam say that the higher and even on the first Chanukah was not in the house. So in other words, so we saw it all that it's a reference to. So in other words, it has reference, of course, to the Kriyas Yamsu. All right, but besides Kriyas Yamsu. So it's all that is in the house. Which other occasion does it have reference to? Now, we are going to Amshad, it is reference to the Haulam Beshchimis, which is a Yirik. So the Mele, even the Tabhibitol, is a Yirik, only the Zibor that she is a Rambam, that the Yochid, so you don't have to say the Haulam over here. Even without the Yochid, you don't have to say, according to Rambam. But the Zibor, you are required to say it's a Yirik, but you shouldn't say the Yochid, according to Rambam. So the Mele, there are some Beshchimim, are doing this Rambam, so they say, Yochid, we ask him. We shouldn't begin saying the house. The Israel is not the way to say. Even if it's a he's not the way to say. But if he started, so let him finish. But without the block. That's one thing. Now we got various jobs. So then Rabbi Yehuda in Brochet, second day of Brochet, mentions in the name of Rabbi Tan, the Pshat. Now, first of all, there's the more in times that could catch on the days, Yochid lo yaschil, the Yitzchi days. So now there is Yom. Now, then there is the Gemara, Yitzches Yehi, Yochid Vimah Beres Ha'ala, he says the whole Ha'ala. That means the 9 days of Sukkot, 9 days of Sukkot, 2 days of Shavuot, 2 days of Pesach, 2 days of Pesach, 8 days of Chanukah, 8 days of Chanukah. So Yitzches Yomi, she Yochid Vimah Beres Ha'ala. So, the term Yochid is mentioned in these members Chazal. In the member in Chayimza Kopchet, Yochid Yatzchil bin Yitzchok Yeneir, and the term Yochid is mentioned in the Gemara of Yitzchok Yeneir, she Yochid bin Yochid Yeneir, or another Gemara in Brochet. So, he says, Yom she Yochid bin Yeneir b'Mesahar Eir. So, in Perek Mavsi, Tzperem Tzair Mavsi. Yomim Shein Yochid Bino Mesahar, just like the Shredish. You say, Hefaro, so a few grams of us. A few grams of us. All right. So, I mean, maybe in the second period, I'm going to read from Ohe. So, now he discusses the question, whether and how of the Shredish you have to say it for Ohe or not. The Machlech is the Shein, the Rambam Shiki, that the Yochid is no Chiyo of saying how of the Shredish Ohe. And the Tzibo, there is a Chiyo, but no Ohe. No block. And the Anishanim takes a sheet of years in Brochet. That you even have to say Brochet, not only the Tzibo. Even when you say Hallel, the Yochid Anishanim, you also have to say Brochet. We go down with the Mikir, the Tehillah, they should say. So, the Amelia mentions the name of Amelatam. The Rabbi Yaakov Zalameh, that's Amelatam. Shafir Yonim Shemidim in the Sahara, that's an Abdalot in the reef on Brochet, on the blade, at the end of them. Shafir Yonim Shemidim in the Sahara, that means the Shredish. Hayochit Chayel Nivolk. Hayochit Chayel Nivolk. Vidayik Mahal, Yorok. Sheroz Cholim Ben Yisich Oteich. in manche andere, perché di nuovo c'è via, si giochi, non mi sei giochi, spingo per le sale, fa più di bene, fa, grazie, ti lavoro, in stampa di sede volte, io sei all'alto di spam, ti diventa, ma ti smasco, But just like that to talk, in the middle of the highway on the street, there is not allowed. But if there is no broche, why shouldn't you be allowed to be Nazi? So it's the right that you sit. There is a broche on the highway of the street. So maybe there is a mitzvah. If there wouldn't be a mitzvah, if there wouldn't be a broche, there wouldn't be a mitzvah. And that is a shame, a chile, there are more among them. Because if there is no highway, but there is still a shame, a mitzvah. Of the highway, so maybe there is a mitzvah. All right. So he says, Chef, Rabbi Yaakov Zalim, the first time she gave me the hour, I look at Chayyim Lodosh. The guy is Mahay Lodosh, she was through this state, the Sikhotel. Oh, my God, Omro, Yochid and Yasril, remember our hour of the Shechid is Chayyim today. El Kahu are in here. She did get a hour. So what does it mean? What is the more in time is that Kofres mean when he says, Yochid and Yasril, we in his Chayyim. So he says, El Kahu are in here. She did get a hour, Niskan al Kotsoro, Vitsoro, Shem Tobi al Atibo. So he had reference to what he had reference? To the morning sorry. Kotsoro Vitsoro, Shem Tobi al Atibo. Shebisho, Shehoyo, Yechol Yisroel, So, Goy HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yisim Moem Nes, Goy Yoi Yisim Yont, Goy Yoim Rim Halem, Goy Yichayod Yim Livore Chal Kriyote, At Al Pi Yisho Yegeim Rimet, Vyika Atakone Elo Oiso, Elo Binet, Shenato Yechol Yisroel, Tichsi Vichisoteyo Milchomo Vartichem, Al Atzor Atir Etchem, והרי צאים בחצי איתכם. אבו בני שנעשה לו יוחי, לא יסכימו בין הארץ. שתהי בטס וייצא, יוחי, בוא יעשה, אם היא ישראל זה. ואם היא ישראל זה, בוא נסתעת את ההלל, שהיא מחויית את זה. But he's not מחויית את ההלל יוחי. What is the יוחי? אם זה נס, overtook יוחי, אם זה נס, overtook יוחי, So then, there is no chiyuv, and I mean having Yeshua, so there is no chiyuv about it. There is no chiyuv about it. Of course, there is no Yisrael. I mean, Kolayim, how the Chodim are here to Mechare from Kadi? But if he says it, when he lets over take sin, that's not the Chodim Yehi. But there is no chiyuv, according to Rabbi Chaim. When he lets over take sin Yochi, he has Yeshua. So then, there is no chiyuv of saying how. There is no chiyuv of saying how. So he says, ויקר דקון אלוהי זו, אלו בימי שנעשה לכל ישראל. תכתיב יחזבי ומכל בעתיכם עצור עתיר אתכם. והרי זה, אבו בימי שנעשה ליוחיד, לא יזכירו להם להרות. ומה שאומר יוחיד, לא יעצריו. ראי צלעים מה כשנעשה מרד, שאומר בכנות יהיה לכל ישראל. ויעצר לבוא החלל. ואם יסחר מפירך מתחילו, חייכם גם כן בברוכה. ואיר. So he says, ואם יסחר מפירך, that once he started, and he was the boy who was born, so then there is a head up for him, it's easy to catch it, I mean that. It's something strange, but I mean, so that's not our way, it's not our way. The hate and dumpty work, the enemy, that he would see when he coined Yochid. The whole hatred will have there, the truth here, the whole Israel, Yochid with him. So Rabbi Tam mentions here this finish. In other words, he says, Yochid will not, that the Yochid is not the leader when he left all the things with Yochid. So he's not the way to say how. So he doesn't only the next of a thing called himself. And he doesn't, Yochid doesn't mean just Yochid one Jew. It can be thousands and hundreds of thousands of Jews. As long as he didn't overtake, call Israel, be Chmuf Yahat, so that's called Yochid. That's called Yochid. So he says, that you see the only coin Yochid, even in the next, the Yeshua, overtakes the whole Tzibo, so it's still Yochid. And there is no Chiyuv of Allah. So when the Gemara says, "Mevi shel bnei tiknu al kol tzoro v'tzoro shel tzoro aleihem uchshel golim," so he doesn't mean shel golim a mess that overtook a million Jews, 2 million Jews, 6 million Jews, but a mess that overtook Kol Yisrael b'chnufyah, b'cholehicha b'lehavir b'chnufyah, b'chol Yisrael yochid mitzvah. What does it mean b'chnufyah? So of course Kriyas Yom Tov says b'chnufyah. So what does it mean b'chnufyah? B'chnufyah means that you have to have all the Jews in one place. Yes, they have been assembled, you know. So, on Kriyas Yom Tov, you see as Mitzrayim, so it is a chnuf yachas. But then, I mean, can you have, is it possible to have? I mean, it's theoretically possible, but I mean, so, can you have what is practically, I mean, inconceivable, I mean, you have it, historically you have it, as if you have Mitzrayim. But what does he mean, Rabbi Tam, when he said, when does the Gemara say, in which the name Tikshu, על קוצור ויצור אשר איתו להציבו וכשם יגורי. So that means when it overtakes כל ישראל בחיוב יחד. Not if it will overtake יוחד. And יוחד doesn't mean just יוחד. And יוחד can mean a whole ציבו. So I mean, how can it? This is how it is. And יוחד means יוחד. And the ציבו means the ציבו. The answer is there is a distinction. So in other words, I'm just mentioning this Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Netan in connection with Ramban Shite. Because Ramban Shite is that it's right. It's with the right. And according to Amanda Omar, so even the Nusach is right. And the right says that we can only, not only in case of Derek, but also in connection with the occasion of Tzolot, with Tzolot, and Yuchni Goh. And still Hanukkah was not in the right. And even the first Hanukkah is not in the right. Rambam says so, in so many words. Why not? So, according to Hashem the Hashkam, so the first Hanukkah of Chol HaPoches came within this category of Tzolot, according to Rambam, it didn't come. But the Gemara says Tzor v'Tzor. So apparently the Rambam agrees with Rav Netan that when he says Tzor v'Tzor, he doesn't mean Yochid, and he doesn't mean many Yechidim, and many Yechidim. He says, even מה שאומר יחד או יחד או רפרים כשנעת רש, שלא יבחנוף ידכו מישראל. Even that you ציבו מכל יחד. If it's not בחנוף ידכו מישראל, so even ציבו, is called Yochid. Even Tzibo is called Yochid. If it's not Bechlup, it's called Yochid. So even Tzibo is called Yochid. So where is the Chiyu to say Hallel? To say Hallel Midrash, and Rabbi Tam Shite is also Midrash. Because of the Chorba, Atzeichem, Atzah Atzeh Esrem. Atzah Atzeh Esrem. So in other words, according to Rabbi Tam, we could say that this is also implicit to Bnei Simchas from Malechem. Because these two Psukim are next to each other. So maybe אין לו מוחמד באתי חן, רצה באתי חן, ואחרי זה מרצה זה קל מדי שמושבי חן, שייתם מרבי חן, ובין שמחת כל מדי חן. So maybe זה משייתם מרבי חן, ובין שמחת כל מדי חן. So we could say, and maybe that the פשט in Ramban, too, I mean maybe, but Ramban doesn't mention it. Before I said, that we have to say according to Ramban, that the two Rishenet, as whether Hallel emanates from Halach or Mishim Sinai, or from the Posi, or from the Chiyuv Simche, that's all in connection with the Hallel compared to that. But Hallel, Halchor, Mitor, Shoy, Tomek, Shoy, Gorim, that certainly emanates from Halach or Mishim Sinai. But since Rabbi Tam mentions this Posi of Mishai to Madeichem, and then he says that Vincent Chasker Madeichem, so maybe the Ramban Shitti is also like that. So it's the Ramban Shitti that it's with the Reif. That it's Midrashe. But he says, where is it Midrashe? Only when the Yeshua overtakes Kol Yisrael b'chnuf yachad. But if it overtakes a Yochid, and didn't make Tzibo, but not this, Kol Yisrael b'chnuf yachad, so then there is no Chiyuv of Hallel Midrashe. So in other words, that the Rav Netan speaks of a Nes that overtakes the whole Tzibo is there. That will Tzibo be Kol Yachad. But if it's not Kol Yisrael b'chnuf yachad, what does it mean Kol Yisrael b'chnuf yachad? So obviously, according to Ramban, Chanukah overtook the whole Tzibo, but it was Mikol Yisrael B'chnuf Yachad. It was Mikol Yisrael B'chnuf Yachad. Why was Mikol Yisrael B'chnuf Yachad? So you could say, Mibalabat Yishmael, because Mikol Yisrael B'chnuf Yachad means simply, the way it was at Kriyas Yom Tov in Kriyas Mitzrayim, he had all the Jews, Bima'am Edech. That wasn't the case. In Chanukah, I mean, his Yoh and his children and the handful of Jews fought, I mean, and of course, in Yeshua, was Yeshua for all the Jews, but not everybody was free. Not all the Jews were divided echo. So maybe there was no Chiyuv Hallel mitzad mit der Dauer auf die Wimsche genehmigt. Was? Ich wollte da kommen durch Herre. Denn ich komme in der Zeit und ich habe noch immer gesagt. So then we have to say, that Chnuf Yachas means, Mamish, all the Jews, we might. I think that is another pshat. Now, the Rambam, you know, there is a loche. I mentioned there is always a Moshon in this matter. There is a loche of Kibush Yochid and Kibush Rabi. So according to the Rambam, what is Kibush Rabi? Kibush Rabi means Yisnorach Yisroel. Midas Rebi Yisroel, what's the age? Midas Rebi Yisroel. Or Midas Bet Nagoto, because Bet Nagoto represents Kol Yisroel. So if they have the consent of Bet Nagoto, so it's like the consent of Kol Yisroel. So either Melech Yisroel, or Bidas Rebi Yisroel, or Bidas Bet Nagoto. But that's the Rambam Melechus Melech. In Melechus Kuro, the Rambam defines Kibush Rabi as Melech Yisroel, as the Kibush Shemirvash. Al the Melech Yisroel, or al the Nobi Midas Rebi Yisroel. So in other words, we have either, in order to be Kibush Rabi, it must have two prerequisites. Either Das Rebi Yisroel, or Bet Nagoto, so Bet Nagoto represents Rebi Yisroel. Either Melech or not. So in other words, so Novi is just as good as Melech. What's the relationship between? But Shevet Nach. The Shita from the Ramban is Mashma, that even there is no Melech, and no Melech, and no No. But if the Kibush is made by a Shevet of his father, let's say we had a Shoftim at Shimshon, and Shmuel was a Shevet, Eli was a Shevet, Gidon was a Shevet. So suppose the Kibush was made by a Shevet, Midat Rebi Yisroel, or Midat Bet Nagoto, so according to the Rambam, it's not Kibushon. Only if it's made by Melech, or by Novi, Midat Rebi Yisroel. But by a Shevet, Midat Rebi Yisroel, it's not Kibushon. But according to the Rambam, in this Maaz, it is Kibush Rabi, even without Melech and without Novi. If the Kibush is made, Midat Rebi Yisroel, or Midat Bet Nagoto, and by Shevet. Now what's the matter? Now the Roshna Rambam. Rambam, the Sefer HaMitzvah. The Rambam sitting in the Tino Melech is a Mitzvah. And that point there is also a big machlech. Alright, she needs to back Mitzvah Kupa in Jim. She says, go to Ribbe Yisoleinu Melech. Yikabetz kolum mwetenu v'yanitenu v'yomrei yizborach sei tosim olech o melech. So the Rambam says that it's a mitzvah de raise to be mani melech. And what's the purpose of this mitzvah? Why? Who is the melech? So the purpose of the melech is yikabetz kolum mwetenu v'yanitenu, in order that he should unite the Jewish people and he should lead the Jewish people. So in other words, apparently, a Melech is al-Pidin considered as a manik of Kol Yisrael. That's what the Rambam emphasized. Really, so even Melech, Yikabit Kolum Moseinu V'yanidei. A Melech is al-Pidin considered a manik of Kol Yisrael. How about the Shifre? Shimshon, Gidon, Shmuel, they were Shevetim. Oh, Shmuel was already not the answer, so I shouldn't mention him. So how about all these? Gideon and Shimshay, they are Samim, they were Shevetim of Israel, who are the same manik. They are also manik. But apparently there are two kinds of manik. I don't mean the manik of today, they are manik over there. But I mean real manik. So there are two kinds of manik. There is one manik who is a manik of Jews. So in other words, if he is recognized as the manik, let's say, of 100,000 Jews, so he's a man of 100,000 Jewish Yechidim. If he's recognized and he was appointed, let's say, as a man of 100,000 Jews, so he's a man of 100,000 Yechidim. And if he was appointed and recognized by a million or 2 million or 3 million Jews, so he's a man of 2 million Yechidim. But then, so this is the kind of man that Shimshon. So let's say, Shimshon or Gidon, of Belial, he was shifting, and he was Mikubel and the Jews. So as many Jews as written are destroying the pile of shifting. So Shikshen was a man of so many Yechid, assuming that there were, let's say, 6 million Jews living in the time of Shimshon HaGibbah. So Shimshon HaGibbah was a man of 6 million Yechid. If there were 8 million Jews, so he was a man of 8 million Yechid. But Molech is a different kind of man. He's a man of Kol Yisrael, Chichtivach. Chichtivach. Now what is Kibush Rabin and Kibush Yechid? So according to the Rambam, Kibush Yechid, according to all the Shem, it's not only the Rambam. The definition of Kibush Rabin is not that many Jews were Kiddush. But Kiddush Rabbi means that it's Kiddush by Yehuda in Israel is Tichdim Achat. It's not so many Jews. Let's say there are 12 million Jews. So, and they are Kiddush. So it's Kiddush Rabbi, so it doesn't mean it's a Kiddush by 12 million Jews. It's a Kiddush by the Knesset Yisrael. It's a Kiddush by everybody. Jews who lived today, and Jews who lived yesterday, and Jews who lived thousands of years ago. In the Knesset Yisrael, you cannot say the Knesset Yisrael of today and the Knesset Yisrael of yesterday. It's Kirtiba Achaz, it's one unit. So in Melech, he is not only a man of so many Jewish Yechid. He is a man of Klal Yisrael, of Yuma Yisrael. Kirtiba Achaz. And that's what the Rambam says. Shekivonu Limei Solinu Melech. Yikabit kol umoseinu v'yanike. In other words, yikabit kol umoseinu. Because if you appoint the Shevet, like, it can be the finest Shevet. But if it's not in Melech Al-Kadim, so it's not considered Al-Kadim as a manik of kol Yisrael, tichtiva achas, the unit. It is only considered as a manik of so many Yechidim, that's all. Not of kol Yisrael, tichtiva achas. And Kibush Rabi, what is Kibush Rabi? Kibush Rabi doesn't mean a Kibush by 600,000 Jews. Now, as she can use, now this is that Kibush, that if you have less than 600,000 participants in the Muhammad, so then it's Kibush Yochid. So it's not that Rashi Shikin means that when you have 600,000, so then it is a Kibush of 600,000. There is nothing significant in 600,000. In other words, in order that a Kibush should be attributed to Kol Yisrael, you must have a multitude of Jews. A big rabbi. What's a big rabbi? Big rabbi is Shishim Ribbon. Is a big rabbi. But essentially, Kibush Rabbi means a Kibush by Klal Yisrael as a unit, not a Kibush by millions of Jews as Yechidim, but a Kibush by Klal Yisrael, Kirtiba Achas, as a unit. So, but according to Rashi, there is a prerequisite that there must be a multitude of participants, Shishim Ribbon participants in the Muhammad. Otherwise, it cannot be attributed to Klal Yisrael as a unit. But in essence, Kibush Rabbi means a Kibush by Klal Yisrael. Kibush by Klal Yisrael as a unit. That's what Kibush Rabbi means. So the Rambam says, what is Kibush Rabbi? Now, when can the Kibush be attributed to Klal Yisrael as a unit? To the whole Knesset Yisrael and not after to the Jews of today. The Kibush is realized today. But it becomes a Kibush, as it is considered a Kibush by Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael has no border. You cannot demarcate cloudy soil of today from the cloudy soil of yesterday and from the cloudy soil of tomorrow. Cloudy soil is cloudy soil. So when is it Kibush Rabbi? If it's after the soil of the Nakodu. And it's done by the manik of cloudy soil. So he's a Melech, so he has a manik of cloudy soil. The Rambam says, Yikabit kol umoseinu v'yanikeinu. Yikabit kol umoseinu v'yanikeinu. In other words, he's a manik of Kol Yisrael, Tichtiva Achaz, not just of millions Yechidim. So, and, but if the Kibush is made by Shevet, so it's not Kibush Rabbi. In order to be considered the Kibush of Kol Yisrael, it must be done by the Manik of Kol Yisrael. And the Shevet can only be a Manik of Yechidim. Of many Yechidim, but not of Kol Yisrael, Tichtiva Achaz. And Novi is also considered out of Yechidim, as the Manik of Kol Yisrael. No, that's why Rambam requires either Melech, or no. Now, the Shite of the Smag and Ramban is that even a Shevet can be considered as, if he's wrong to be the Shevet of Klal Yisrael, so he can also be considered as the Manik of Klal Yisrael. So, Mimele, there is a certain Yerushalm. Now, I mean, in connection with the Rametam says Das wilde Archiv auf Hallo mit Reise. Ohne, wo ich so übertext, komm ich schon durch Luft, ja. Nach, wo ich so übertext, ja. Im Liebling Fibo, was ich jetzt nach, komm. Im Liebling Fibo, komm ich schon durch Luft, ja. Im Liebling Fibo, was ich jetzt nach, komm. Ich steh, komm, ja, hin. Sie nehmen, ohne, wo ich die Schuhe, die Kuhle, übertext, klauen, die Kuhle, nicht. Was ihm, die Kuhle, übertext, only due to the testing to the leader of the second generation. But he doesn't overtake the Knesset in Koyla Gimune. That's yours. And there's no chiv of Halam Yirai. There's no chiv of Halam Yirai. So the middle of Chanike Koyla is the Ramban. Chanike Koyla, in order to be a mess that an Yeshua that overtakes Koyla Yisrael, so we can have, maybe we have the same story. Just as we got into the Shabbat. So what are the prerequisites? Mitzvah is Israel and Melech HaNavi. So Melech is, he is overtakes Klal Yisrael. I mean the Jews. But and the Jews have a Melech and they have a Navi. So the end is in the head. So they have a man of Klal Yisrael, not just a man of Muslims of Yechidim. So then the Yeshua, the Melech and the Yeshua is considered to overtake Klal Yisrael and Chivach. But he, the Yes overtakes all the Jews who happen to be living in a certain generation of Sivan Belet Chanukah at that time. So it was in Shir for all the Jews, not that Matisheu and his sons who fought and henceforth Jews who fought. It overtook all Jews, but it overtook all Jews as a Chiz. It did not overtake all Jews as Tichtivah and the Kohen Tera Ramban. They didn't have a Melech and they didn't have a Navi. So they had no money of Klal Yisrael. They had the money of the Chidim, but no money of Klal Yisrael to Chivachat. So in Meire, it wasn't the Chiyuf Yachat. So the Nes and the Yeshua did not overtake Klal Yisrael to Chiyuf Yachat. So in Meire, there was no Chiyuf of Alam Yachat. But why did he have to say Allah? That was because his special Tachomim was made by the Chachomim then. That is the Allah. Now, and what the Shifra of the Rashbam and Rashi? They, from them it's Mashma, the first Chanukah, the Chol HaKochet, came within the category of Kosovo Vistorosho Vistoveta. So it could be that the Ramban and the Rashbam, I mean not Ramban, sorry, the Rashbam and the Rashi, they agree with the Shite of the Tzman and the Ramban, so we find ourselves in his club. Now because the Ramban and the Tzman both agree that Yidri Shefer is also considered the man of Klal Yisrael. So let's say like the Tzman, that Yidri Shefer is also considered the man of Klal Yisrael. According to Rashi and the Rashbam, the Nes and the Yeshua, that overtook the Jews in the time of Chanukah, the time of the Hatzinoim. So the Nes and the Yeshua that overtook Klal Yisrael and Chivach. Now, so but why did the Ramban? The Ramban is so called that Yidri Shefer can be considered as the manik of Klal Yisrael. So according to Ramban, it should have been ensured that there were two Klal Yisrael, and still Ramban should be said, how are you doing that the first Chanukah did not come within the halacha of concern the soul of the Tavarian. So the reason could be that, of course, if a concern bound from Shefet can be considered as the money of Klal Yisrael, but you have to have that Klal Yisrael, who should realize, I mean, the importance of the Nes of Chanukah. At the time of the Hashanoim, unfortunately, the multitude of Jews did not even realize the importance of the Nes of Chanukah. So, and did not overtake Klal Yisrael. He did not overtake Klal Yisrael. So the neighbor couldn't be considered as the Nes and the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael and the Chiyuv Yachat. But as the Nes and the Yeshua that overtake, many Yechidim. So the neighbor, there was no Chiyuv of Halam Yirai. Alright, now, there is a remarkable Yerushalmi in Chalim. And that's the Raya to the Ramban. In the Shalmei, in the Zee of Chalos, Well, now there the Yerushalmi discusses the Kvurim of Eretz Yisrael. Miram Yisri, Teram Yisri, Teram Yehut. So Miram Yisri in the Yam, so that Eretz Yisrael, Miram Yehut. So that Chutla, so there the Yerushalmi after discussing the Kvurim of Teram Yisri, that marks the boundary of Eretz Yisrael. So the Yerushalmi is the tree of Chalot. However, the Bible says, say the following. Oh, my God, this is the Bible. The Bible says, when the Jews say, hello, when the Jews say, hello, the Messiah, when the Jews say, God. So, when all the Jews will arrive, that even though the Jews have already started to come to Eretz Yisrael together in Eretz Yisrael, but until they step on the land of Eretz Yisrael, the whole city is going steps on the land of Eretz Yisrael, they're not going to be there. What is the stepping on the land of Eretz Yisrael? Beyond the line that is drawn from Tiramah, that the more mentioned in Hebrew. So why is that significant? Now of course, the Mitzvah Mashiach, that is the Yeshua that will overtake Klal Yisrael, not only at so many million Yehudim, but Klal Yisrael, the Chlubi Achat. That certainly is the Yeshua, the Mitzvah Mashiach. Meanwhile, the Mitzvah Mashiach will constitute the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael, the Chlubi Achat. So, in other words, the question is, when does the Mirah of the Mitzvah Mashiach begin? When does the Mirah of the Mitzvah Mashiach begin? Someone has a Rambam to do it. The Rambam says that the Mirah of the Mitzvah Mashiach is not to be expected to perform miracles. And we don't have to expect that the Lord of Nature will be infringed upon the Messiah. Now, you're all right, Kosh HaMelech HaMashiach, so it's what it is. It's to make things, or the Chavit Vorteini, or the Chayim Leitzin, the Chayim Vorteini, in a Dorka. Shai Rabbi Akiva, Chochom Godu Mechach Minish Noyo. Yehu Oye Meit Ekeim Oksham Bekulti Ba'amad. That's just for one day now. Bakir, ויהו אלוהינו הלו שהוא המלך המשיח ודימו הוא וכל כך מדירי שהוא המלך המשיח עד שמרד דברים לאותם בני עד רב חי וקאטר I think that רב חומן was the one with רב חי וקאטר how is the Rambam named Shmirai Rambam Kof that the מלך המשיח just cannot be expected to perform miracle why? Because we see that כפי שמרד, מי זה אוהב שאיני? של הרמב״ם אין שאיני, עד שמרד בעבינים. ואי זה רמב״ם, ואי זה רמב״ם אין שאיני, בעבינים של בחייך לי, ואי זה רמב״ם אין שאיני, שתיתוף כמו של הורי, את זה בחייך לי, ויש את קבל, שאת נמצאו בקוד הביצים. או בוש קונצר לי זה. בחייך לי נפריד לי למור נחל, so we can ask that you know בחייך לי, so why should the Rambam mention that you have never It should be not very easy to mention that there are Rabbeinu. But the Rambam wants to point out that we shouldn't make a mistake, this is what the Chaim said. We shouldn't make a mistake that Rabbi Akiva made a Torah. Rabbi Akiva did not make a Torah. That Keich could have been Mashiach. It could have culminated into the Mitzvah Mashiach. If Keich had not committed a sin, but Keich committed a sin, it killed, he had Rabbi Reza Ramadoye executed. When the Kutim the Mosrim reported against Rabbi Ezra Medoye that he was spying for the enemies, for the Romans. from then back tochle, without even giving him a trial of the Ramadoye, so he summarily had an answer to this. That was the obey. That was the obey. And so because of that, he did not culminate in giving him a Mashiach. But he could have seen him a Mashiach if he hadn't seen him. If he hadn't seen him, be it Achishono. So, Zohu Achishono, no Zohu be it. So, Bakeichwo, Ibakeichwo had not seen him. If Bakeichwo had not killed the brother Amadoye, so then he could have become in Melech HaMashiach. He was not in Melech HaMashiach as yet, but he could have culminated. The endeavors of Bakeichwo could have culminated into Melech HaMashiach. But, Melech HaMashiach, so this was frustrating. But he made no mistake, from Melech HaMashiach, it was right, as a matter of fact. There is a story I heard from my father. Chaim at one time was going from Brisk to Warsaw. In those days, so from Brisk to Warsaw, he took, I mean, the whole night. The whole night he took 8 hours. Today was today's train, even with today's train, which are very slow. So he probably would take more than 2 hours. But in those days, he took 8 hours from Brisk to Warsaw. So then there was a missionary. The missionary, he was dressed like an Arab Jew, so he started a conversation with Rav Chaim, and he didn't tell him that he was a missionary, but he started, you know, to communicate with the Jews. Why the Jews are still going? I mean, because they killed and talked like a big son. So Rav Chaim realized that he was a missionary. So he didn't tell him, I mean, but he continued the conversation with him. When the missionary came to follow him, so he took him by the neck and he threw him out. But on the train, he was friendly with him. So then he continued the conversation. So then he said, to the Chaim, he said, but unfortunately that missionary was not well. So he also knew of that Rambam. So he said, the missionary said to the Chaim, even the Rambam said that the family were not infallible. And the Muslim said, so Chaim said, where does the Rambam say that? So he said, the Rambam went to the Shulchan. So he said that Rabbi Akiva made a mistake. So the Rambam said, so Rabbi Chaim said to him, first of all, the Rambam doesn't say that Rabbi Akiva made a mistake. And then, that was before the missionary managed, you know, to mention his hotness, to spell out what his purpose is, so that Chaim said, so he said, the Rambam doesn't say it. So he said, but the Rambam says, that Rabbi Akiva told, so that Chaim said to him, the Rambam doesn't say, Rabbi Akiva the whole Chachmi Teiro told. But Rabbi Akiva, the Rambam says, the Dibo who the whole Chachmi Teiro, the whole Chachmi Teiro Yisham. He doesn't use the expression, he told who the whole Chachmi Teiro is. There is a difference between Tol and Dimo. Tol means he says, Dimo means he thought, he expected. He expected and it could have been. But the Rambam is. Rabbi Akiva, the Rambam doesn't say that Rabbi Akiva made a mistake. And then he said, Rabbi Akiva, and how do you know that Bakeichwo was not in Mashiach? So he said, but he was killed. So he said, oh, if he was killed, so he said, I'm not a Mashiach. Then your whole faith falls down to pieces. So the ACOE, he was killed too, and he was not a Mashiach. And you are a rabbi, and if you are not going to leave me right now, so then I'll tell everybody that you are a missionary. And that was before the station in Shetland. So as the train goes from Greece to Warsaw, so there is one station in Shetland that is out. Now, that missionary, his desire was to stop off in Warsaw at Reb Chaim. But after Reb Chaim told everybody, there were many Jews. So after that he told everybody that he is a Rama, he is a missionary. So then the first stop in Shetland, the missionary, I mean, in a hurry, got off the train. So anyway, the Rambam, I forgot already what I was discussing. So the Rambam said, so now I'll write to him. Yeah. So he said, Jahre in der Sommerkar. Jahrabatine, auch am Boden, nach einer Milch neu. Entstehe Rabatine so, und ich muss nur mich sehen. Von drei Rohre. Jetzt muss ich, jetzt ist nach Necessary, in der Sommerkar mit ihr, sie so Menschen, wo es ist nach Necessary, in der Rohre of Nature, zu change. Von der Bar, die bekommen Abbaden nicht, auch die sind nach Kommen, in der Milch am Schiach. But he could have been in the Sommerkar mit ihr. And then he said, so how do we know when someone is a Messiah? Because there are a number of both Messiahs, and many Jews for a long time thought that they won't be a Messiah. So how do we know whether one is a Messiah or not? As a matter of fact, when Jacques Smith started to say that he's a Messiah, and there were multitudes of Jews in Turkey and in Spain and in Portugal who believed that he was a Messiah, thousands and thousands of Jews, the leader would explain that he was a Messiah. So the Tzar, at that time, was a very old man. He was over 90 years old. So he wanted to go to Salonikos in Greece and meet the so-called Messiah to see, I mean, maybe he is. Why couldn't he be? So that was before he converted himself to Muhammad. So he tried to go, but he was so old, he couldn't make the trip. So he sent his grandson, that is the out of that. So he sent his grandson to Salonikos, and I mean to Greece, that he should visit Chapter 3 and give him an interview and find out whether he's a Melech HaMashiach or not. So the grandson of the Tzar arrived in Salonikos in those days. It took a number of days, you know, to get from Poland, like Russia, where he was robbed prisoner at the war. So to Salonikos, took a number of days, maybe weeks. So he arrived in Salonikos, so he proceeded towards the home of Socrates. Then somebody opened the door, and he said, you can't see Socrates, because Socrates is sleeping. So he said, I want to see how he sleeps. So he said, the God said, how can you look at the Melech HaMashiach when he gets free? So he said, I want to take a look how the Melech HaMashiach is. So he pushed his way, the God didn't want to let him go in, but he pushed his way, he opened the door of the bedroom of Sacred City, and he took a good look, and then he saw that he was lying, he was sleeping, Pravda. So then he closed the door and he said, I'm going back to my grandfather, I don't have to stay here any longer because the purpose of my trip was already accomplished. My grandfather sent me to find out, to have an interview with Jacques Smith, to find out whether he's a Melech HaMashiach or not a Melech HaMashiach. I know now that he's a Messiah. So everybody said to him, what did you see? He said, I saw that Jacques Smith was sleeping Pragma. And the Gemara says that one is not allowed to write Pragma. And Melech HaMashiach will not be in there at the beginning of the war. So that means he's not in Melech HaMashiach. And he came very back to the Tzar, and the Tzar agreed with his grandson that was a higher order, that he was not in Melech HaMashiach. Why? Because the Rambam says in the Tzadalot of Hilchot Melachim, the Yamin Melech is in Dovid. He did the Tzadalot, the Yitzhak Dimitra in Dovid of it, he became a Shabbat, he's about there. The Yotif called his oil labor, and the Chavit Bitko, the Yerochim Muhammad Tanishem, have raised the Chet Kasem Messiah. Not Messiah Bivadai, but it's prima facie evidence that he's the Melech HaMashiach. It's not the Rai of Moed. So the Rambam says that it's prerequisite, even for prima facie evidence, that one is the Melech HaMashiach, the Yamid Melech is the Zobi, that the Tzim could be Melech is the Zobi. And he did the Tero, he had all the Simonim, he was born. He said, well, all the Simonim, but he was not Melech HaMashiach. So he did the Tero, then he said, then he said, So the Tzar's grandson, the Jew, seems he was lying flat down, so that means he was not in the Israel. He did not care for the Chazal. So in the Israel, not in the Israel, so he said, I know that he is not in the Melech HaMashiach. Now when the Rambam says, if you say the Israel, they say the Israel, they say the Israel, to the Chazal is about that, and he said the Kodesh for the Israel, or the Chazal is about this call, in the Israel, Muhammad said, there is time to say the evidence that he is in the Melech HaMashiach, but it is not in the Israel. So he said, I have known that he is not in the Melech HaMashiach. Now the Rambam, same Rambam continues, so he is in the Israel, in die Punkte kontrolliert war, in die Welt, du kannst alles sehen, von dem Gehälter mit dir. Von dem Schnack war das. Die Motor bin ich früher. Und wenn er nicht durch den Kanal, mit vielen Schnittchen im Feuer, habe ich immer hier gemacht. So one of the things that we divide, that is what here we want to have, is keeping Schnittchen im Feuer. Why keeping Schnittchen im Feuer? What's so significant about keeping Schnittchen im Feuer? Now we talk about the Mensa Messiah. So what does the Mensa Messiah mean? After Messiah or another one. But Messiah will not arrive in one minute. Just out of the blue sky, and you say, Messiah will come, say, he may, and he's the Mensa Messiah of us. So in other words, so is it possible that, let's say, at 10:30, so it's not in the Messiah. And at 10:31, Messiah of the life is already in the Messiah. So there must be something that will demarcate between the Messiah and the era that is close to the Messiah, but not the Messiah is it. Now, let's say, the data says, So then they made, so the new media of prayer, they said, we try in the Mesa Messiah. And it seems that most of the things are trying in the Mesa Messiah. That the Mesa Messiah, there is no media of prayer, they said, try. So the question of Isaiah is, very relevant question. When would that be? The year of the Mesa Messiah, so that there will not be any view of prayer, they said. So, from this Rambam, it's much, much. That the year of the Mesa Messiah, even after one of these dogs, has proven himself as the real Malach HaMashiach. And the Hidra Kiyot, 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 the Yom 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 Kiyot, so there is a Hidra Kiyot, but it's still not the Yom HaMashiach. So this is trying to say to everybody that they ultimately turn out to be the Malach HaMashiach. And this is ultimately culminating the Yom HaMashiach. Just as Rabbi, keep it expected. And not alone, but we correctly expected by Korach, leadership, to culminate into the era of the Mesa Messiah. But unfortunately, it was frustrated. He forfeited this opportunity by Korach. So, from the name, if someone is in trouble, he sees the Korach for the Pharaoh, and he's taking the Pharaoh, and he's going to have the Pharaoh, so it's time to take evidence that they're ultimately the Melech HaMashiach, and that his leadership will culminate in the era of the Melech HaMashiach. But it's not the Melech HaMashiach yet. When will be, when will the Melech HaMashiach be in what was in Shriach, upon of the Dutch, in Kenei, with keeping Shriach in Israel, so then the Melech HaMashiach will be. But the point, he already succeeded in building the Melech HaMashiach. But the Kibbutz Goyim of Kol Israel has not yet, stepped upon the land of Eretz Israel. Mr. Yamin, where is me? So the year of the Mesa Messiah has not begun. Has not begun. This is why the Rambam mentions says the best thing. Kibbutz Mitzchen Yisroel. After being a Mesa Messiah, after everything. So, Kibbutz Mitzchen Yisroel. And Kibbutz Mitzchen Yisroel means all the Jews. Throughout the world, you get an Eretz Yisroel. So then I'm going to hear the Vadai. So then the Mesa Messiah will begin. And it's interesting that the Rambam says, the Yisakim et Oremom Kurei Rabi Zal Shem Yachad. Why didn't the Rambam mention that as one of the Simonim of Mashiach? Well, that's the difference between the Rambam's attitude, between the mission of the best Israel and the attitude of modern Jews. You see, modern Jews keep on talking about the Messianic era and the day when all of mankind will become experts. That's true. When you say, Goyot Kulcheret, when you say, Lachomo, if you start to say, Romno, of course it's true. But the Melech HaMashiach will do that when will the Melech HaMashiach be exactly all of mankind after the Knesset Yisroel? ohne Hilfe.